Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Those larger training contracts look really great on paper. And yes, they can be a solid base of revenue for us smaller shops. So does that mean we should go for it? Not so fast. Here are two things to consider before adding big training to your business model. First up, the sales cycle can be a roller coaster ride. In large companies, it's complex with many players and moving parts. In small companies, it's a lot simpler because you have access to the buyers, but not the budget, because it's a lot lower. So if your business can't withstand a months-long process, complete with twists and turns, this might not be the right revenue stream for you. Second, think about your biggest competitor, internal resources. These folks have a political home court advantage that cannot be underestimated. We have to position our work not by customization, because they can do that too, but how specialized we are. Our buyers here must be convinced that they can't get the outcome our work provides from internal resources, which means we need to go beyond engagement, interaction, all those other buzzwords. Our value has to be crystal clear and seen as far beyond what is available internally. Training contracts are so attractive because they can take us out of that transactional business model that depends on a constant marketing effort. Very tempting source of consistency, especially if we're new to the market. But it's not easy to get these opportunities. Before you bet your business life on these, make sure you can handle long sales process with formidable competitors. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.